I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Social media in Iran is afire with calls to protest. However, Samuel of Redemptive Story says this time protests seem to be fueled by rage over Iran's involvement with bringing down the Ukrainian plane.
The protests that are actually taking place right now are really just a response to the shame that the people feel about what has happened to these international individuals that were shot down.
Although there are calls for the Supreme Leader to step down, that isn't likely. What is likely is that the government will target religious minorities like Christians as scapegoats. Samuel expects that a crackdown is coming. So what can we do?
Pray for perseverance in the midst of these struggles. Remember that there are brothers and sisters. Don't look at them as the other.
And it's National Religious Freedom Day in the U.S. Making religious freedom a priority started in the 1700s, and the trend continues today. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says officials recently renewed the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. So pray for the USCIRF in 2020 and beyond.
They will continue to look at the religious freedom record in other countries. They will continue to shed light on incidences of persecution or abuse of religious freedom in other countries, and really help our government here in the U.S. continue to make this a part of our foreign policy and continue to raise this important issue among our leadership so that they know what's going on and can factor that into some of the decisions they make.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.